Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
1 o'clock hour here on Cody and Gold. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll get back into where you might be able to watch the Royals. We know you can listen to them here on 96.5 The Fan, but where can you watch them? Perhaps some good news on that front. We'll get to that in just a bit. But let's talk some fantasy football. Week 11 of the NFL slate, and we welcome in our guy Paul Charchian from Guillotine Leagues and FantasyLife.com. He's presented by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. I don't have any fantasy football league controversy for you this week. I just need some answers. We need some help when it comes to handle these QB changes and OC changes this week. Starting in Chicago, we know Shane Waldron is out the door. That offense has been so bad. What is it, 20-something straight possessions without a score. So what does this mean for Williams, for DJ Moore, and for the rest of that offense?
Yeah, it can't get worse. I mean, right? I mean, maybe. I don't know. It feels like you can't be worse than 20 straight possessions without a touchdown. And I know that saying a long sequence of numbers is bad radio, but I've got to share this sequence of numbers with you and your listeners. If you go all the way back to the last time the Bears played, week six, they rolled into their week seven bye. And week six, by the way, we were feeling pretty good about this Bears offense at the time. They just got done with Carolina and Jacksonville, and things were looking pretty good. Here's by quarter how many points the Bears have scored since week seven. 0-0-7-8-0-9-0-0-0-3-0-0.
A lot of zeros. Phil, you're reading me
That's
in binary.
A lot of zeros. Exactly. You didn't think we'd go binary at any point in the conversation. So they fire Shane Waldron, and Matt Eberflus looks around, and he's like, all right, I got to get a replacement for Shane Waldron. So, okay. We're 31st in passing yards. We're 32nd in passing accuracy. And we're 30th on on-target passes. I know. Let's get our passing game coordinator to be our new offensive coordinator. Oh, boy. So this guy's name is Thomas Brown. You may or may not know his history because it's pretty funny. His previous job was the offensive coordinator for Bryce Young in Carolina last year. And you remember how connected these two organizations are, right, on this whole Bryce Young thing. So Young, of course, an epic fail last year, much to the cackling delight of Bears fans who got the first overall pick in the draft because Young was so bad. And then in the offseason, they hired Bryce Young's offensive coordinator. Then they have since turned him into their offensive coordinator. Unbelievable. You almost can't make it up. It's so bad.
So, like, obviously, Swift has been startable there, but a lot of guys haven't been. What about on, like, the Colts end, where now it's back to Anthony Richardson, but no one was getting the ball when it was Flacco either? Is this just, like, a net zero? Like, I feel like it helps Jonathan Taylor, I'll say. Outside of him, I'm not sure anyone on the Colts benefits.
Yeah, I do completely agree with that. And Taylor was notably better because defenses had to effectively worry about two running backs. Anthony Richardson, but they weren't running Anthony Richardson enough, so I hope they fix that. Let's get more running out of Anthony Richardson, both in terms of number of designed rushes and the effectiveness of them. We would appreciate that on behalf of all fantasy players. But Richardson's passing to this point of his career has been borderline awful, and all the receivers suffer because of it. None of his receivers outside of Josh Downs become startable. Josh Downs is the one guy that he was okay getting the ball to, not even great. And everybody else to me falls off the radar. Pittman was a disaster, and I don't think you want to go any farther down the depth chart than that. So, yeah, it's not great for fantasy overall, but maybe Anthony Richardson can go back to helping us on the ground a little bit.
We're talking to Paul Charchian from Guillotine Leagues and Fantasy Life, getting set for fantasy football this week. Now, in Minnesota, your neck of the woods, Sam Darnold, great story all year. Last couple weeks, been dicey, only 12 points against the Jags, three picks. Where are we at fantasy football-wise for him?
Yeah, there's some waning confidence in Sam Darnold a bit, including in Minnesota, not just for your fantasy roster. And, you know, the first month of the season, he was on fire. He was in the MVP conversation, early MVP, obviously. But since the first month of the season, Sam Darnold has more interceptions than touchdowns. Granted, he lost his starting left tackle 3 weeks ago, and he's got a throwing hand injury of some kind that they're not telling us about that popped up this past week. But three interceptions last week, two in the end zone, one at the Jaguars' 22-yard line. Now, all of the interceptions were on passes to Justin Jefferson, which I approve of. If we're going to throw interceptions, let's make them to Justin Jefferson. And he missed Jordan Addison open on a lot of plays. He was laser-focused on Justin Jefferson a lot. And here's the thing that's really interesting. After the third interception, which was early in the second half, Darnold was only asked to throw two passes longer than 14 yards. So Kevin O'Connell reeled in that offense a lot. And here comes Tennessee. Tennessee is great. This pass defense is the one thing Tennessee does really well. They rank number one in passing yards allowed, 171 per game. Only Josh Allen has topped 206 yards against Tennessee. So this 206 yards is nothing. This is not a get-right spot for Sam Darnold. I'd show a lot of caution before starting him this week.
Charge, for those who might have like a week left to, you know, like those trade deadlines approaching in fantasy football, a little bit later, obviously, typically, than the people who might have them. Who are the running backs you like? I know that Hubbard has really surprised some people, but maybe teams have figured that out by now. Is there a running back you think or a wide receiver you think worth targeting this late?
Yeah, you know, did you see Audric Estime in your game got all the work?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I picked him up this week.
He got all the work. Yep, and I think you're not alone. And he might be a good trade target as well if you didn't pick him up. He didn't do a lot. It was 3.8 yards per carry. And you're like, well, it's only 3.8. But here's the thing, as you guys know better than anybody, his 53 yards, that was the second most rushing yards for any running back against your Chiefs all year.
Yeah.
That was more than Derrick Henry, Bijan Robinson, Alvin Kamara, Jordan Mason. I mean, it was actually not a half bad showing by Estime, and he gets Atlanta. That's a much more neutral matchup this week. So, you know, Estime might be a under the radar guy who ends up having a really nice second half.
We're talking to Paul Charchian of Guillotine Leagues and Fantasy Life. All right, I don't know if you buy into revenge game stuff. Jameis is always not a reliable fantasy quarterback, but there's definitely some reward that could pay off. What about this week against a bad New Orleans defense?
Well, this is, you know, Winston, it's all or nothing on Winston, right? So he either, you know, styles you with a great game or you get nothing or maybe even negative points. Fantasy football is supposed to be fun.
He's fun.
What is more fun than YOLO Winston in a revenge game against a struggling defense that just traded away its best defender? This is what it's all about for me. This is why I play fantasy football. I'm starting Jameis Winston in leagues I got him in. You know, it's up against the Saints, and they just traded away Marshawn Lattimore. He was the best player they had in their secondary. Cedric Tillman, this Browns receiver. I mean, Lattimore was the guy you wanted on him. Cedric Tillman's this big-bodied guy. It would have been perfect for Lattimore. He's not available. So all you need to beat the Saints as a quarterback is enough throws. Quarterbacks who have thrown the ball at least 36 times against the Saints are averaging 313 yards. And in his two starts, Winston skied over 36. He's had 41 and 46 passes. So this looks like, you know, if you're going to go all or nothing in a game for Winston, this looks like an all game. And let's give him a crack in this one. He is my quarterback number 11 this week.
Charge, before we ask you about tonight's game, how impressed would you be? I mean, just hypothetically, if someone in Guillotine League's first two picks were Christian McCaffrey and Isaiah Pacheco and they were still alive, would that impress you?
This sounds like we're talking about your team.
Yeah, that's correct. That is accurate, yes.
That is nicely done. Nicely done. And here's the thing about Pacheco that you guys are probably more plugged into this than others are. What you're getting from Hunt has been good fantasy games, but it's just on volume only. He's averaging 36 yards per carry. He hasn't topped 3.9 yards per carry in any game since week four. He's 31st in avoided tackle rate. He's 37th in yards after contact. I mean, all Hunt is doing is succeeding on volume. And, you know, Pacheco's just way, way better. So in my opinion, and you tell me if I'm wrong, as soon as Pacheco's able to, he's going to take this job from Hunt.
I think there might be a week two transition, but that's it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the dilemma here. I personally think knowing that they're going to have a playoff run, I think it'll be 70-30 or something like that in favor of Pacheco. I don't know if it'll be much more than that. I think they're going to try to keep both guys fresh for the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, I just think Pacheco's way better. But
sure.
You're right.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, you're undefeated rolling into week 11. So you obviously have playoff aspirations, and you have the luxury of bringing Pacheco back more slowly. But at the end of the day, man, it gets into these tight games, and you got one running back that's way better than the other one. I think the temptation is going to be to keep Pacheco on the field.
All right, let's look at tonight. Great game in the NFC East. A huge Thursday night matchup. Commanders at the Eagles. Jaden Daniels last week, no touchdowns, struggled a little bit. What do we see from him? Are you confident he can jump right back up?
No, but let's pivot this conversation just for a second. Not enough people talking about the Eagles as Super Bowl contenders. They're on a 5-game winning streak, massive defensive improvements from last year, and during this 5-game winning streak, their margin of victory, 16 points. They're crushing opponents. I mean, do the Eagles do anything for you?
We haven't talked about them. I'll be honest. We haven't talked. I do like them tonight to cover the three, but we haven't talked about them. Frankly, you know, in Kansas City, other than mentioning Detroit, we don't talk about the NFC as much because we'll see you in the Super Bowl.
I take them serious, Charge, because I think Saquon changed their fate. Yesterday on the show, I said that was the single biggest offseason addition for any team.
I think you can make a great case about that. I mean, you got to get by Detroit. But the way the Eagles are playing right now, and Detroit does have some fluky stretches where they don't look good, including most of the game last week. So, you know, I just think people are sleeping on the Eagles a little bit. And if they do take care of Jaden Daniels tonight, and I think they will, then I think they're going to start popping up into this conversation a little bit. Right now, by the way, plus 900 for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Let's talk Jaden Daniels. It's a tough matchup, and he's coming off a bad game. Howie Roseman's secondary last year was awful. The Eagles ranked 29th in passing yards allowed. This year, Roseman in the offseason, he puts his first and second round picks into his secondary, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. And over the last 5 weeks, the Eagles ranked number one in passing yards allowed. It's a massive, unbelievable turnaround for them. And Daniels, super mobile quarterback. No quarterback has gotten to 20 rushing yards against the Eagles all year. So I think this is going to be another game where Jaden Daniels struggles some, and I think the Eagles end up winning.
Does that mean no Brian Robinson then for you too, based on the Eagles defense?
Well, Robinson, he's their power back. Touchdowns are 100 yards in every game but one, and the Eagles run defense also really, really good. They rank number two in rushing yards allowed at 60 per game behind only your team, the Chiefs. They're giving up 3.7 yards per carry over the last five games. No opposing runners top 53 yards since way back in week two. So don't love Robinson here either.
Jahan Dotson revenge game, you know, 9-1 to get a touchdown
tonight,
baby.
Revenge game.
Terrible Howie Roseman trade, by the way. They gave up a third round pick for Jahan Dotson. That was a terrible trade.
That was awful. And he's not even getting on the field.
I know.
All day, it's like he's not even on the team. So, yeah, Roseman got absolutely fleeced by the Commanders. When does the Commanders front office fleece anybody? That's an indictment right there.
Yeah, new era there in D.C. Appreciate it, Charge.
Thanks, friends. A lot of fun. We'll talk to you next week.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.